Josephine Baker became the toast of Paris and launched Le Tumult Noir, a Parisian mania for all things African-American. Bricktop's famed cabaret and the bars of Montmartre drew the chic and elite of Paris, Europe, and the world. From the mid-20s well into the 30s, the Montmartre section of Paris was a Harlem-style jazz district. The shabby, formerly working-class district lit up at night with cabarets, American-style bars, and vibrant nightlife. But in 1925, jazz was still just getting organized in France. Before the late 20s, the music played in Paris and called jazz was pretty dismal stuff. Hopped-up ragtime marches or popular dance music. Most musicians, even the Americans, were either playing boisterous cornball, faking, or reading with little expression.
The drummer used to be in the front and had all these different things for making noises, cowbells and so forth.
Alain Romans, a very good French musician, described early jazz performance in Paris.
The drummer was the big attraction, and the musicians used to be behind him on the stand. He used to throw his sticks about and sometimes even stick his tongue out. And the musicians used to be behind him on the stand. Little by little, they learned they had to make some music as well.
Gradually, as tours by the orchestras of Benny Payton, Sam Wooding, or early African-American theatrical productions of Cecil and Blake toured Europe and Paris, quite a few good musicians decided to stay.